Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. October is Mental Health Awareness Month. Now, you may know about cognitive behavioral therapy. It's a treatment that helps people become more aware of inaccurate and negative thinking and to turn things around. But you may not have heard about dialectical behavioral therapy. It's being used for people who have a hard time regulating their strong emotions. We wanted to explore both this morning. Dr. Allison Minotti is a licensed psychologist and director of the Center for OCD and Anxiety Related Disorders at St. Louis Behavioral Medicine Institute. Thank you for coming in studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Claudia Charles, also with the St. Louis Behavioral Medicine Institute. She handles a lot of the dialectical behavioral therapy. So thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you for having me.
So let's do a little primer for our listeners about what cognitive behavioral therapy is, first off. And we'll start with you, Allison.
Absolutely, yeah. So cognitive behavioral therapy, that is, it's a psychotherapy, a talk therapy that really brings about emotional change, improvement in emotional symptoms, difficulties, by really focusing on unhealthy way of thinking that people might engage in, as well as unhealthy patterns of behavior. So that's really what it focuses on, is changing patterns of behavior and the way in which we think to bring about improved mood, reduced anxiety, whatever is the issue.
Claudia, what are some of the results coming in? Are we seeing success?
With dialectical behavioral therapy, yes, it has been shown to be very effective for people who are struggling with their emotions kind of being up and down, with having kind of impulsive behaviors, more suicidal behaviors, more self-harming. So that's the kind of area that dialectical behavioral therapy has worked with. And with dialectical behavioral therapy, we really take a more of a change and acceptance kind of balance to kind of like how we treat the issues that are going on. And so we work on teaching different skills to help you tolerate the distress that you might be feeling, as well as learning kind of skills to regulate your emotions and also to get along with people better, because many of the clients that we work with really have some difficulties kind of managing some of those areas in their lives.
I know one of the things that I've heard a lot about these types of therapies is that a lot of times for individuals that struggle with these issues, they're projecting what other people might be thinking of them, instead of having maybe a realistic picture of like maybe people aren't thinking that at all. Mm-hmm. So how do you turn that into something that can be like a toolkit for them to navigate the world with the emotions that they're feeling?
So how we do it is actually, so there are some elements of CBT in DBT. And so one of our big things, and I was teaching it yesterday, is called Check the Facts. And it's being able to kind of take a look at the thoughts and interpretations that we have about what others are thinking about us, and working on checking the facts so that you can then make a more appropriate kind of choice in how you are going to act. So that's one of our kind of techniques that we tend to use. And then we work on having them do some more problem solving, and an opposite action is also one of our techniques that we use to help people kind of cognitively kind of restructure some of the things that they are dealing with.
Allison, how do you know that you are a good candidate for this?
So that's a great question. And I would say that really anyone is a good candidate for cognitive behavioral therapy. It's the gold standard of psychotherapies, and it's the most empirically supported, research-backed line of therapy that's available. So across conditions, whether we're talking about anxiety, depression, severe mental illness like schizophrenia, mood disorders like bipolar, substance use, really across the spectrum, there are empirically supported interventions that can help people with those. I think in terms of different programs or different specialty areas. So for example, at St. Louis Behavioral Medicine, we have 10 different specialty programs, and we have outpatient as well as intensive outpatient levels of care. And so for us, we're always going to screen people whenever they come in, do an assessment, a diagnostic evaluation, and really, you know, kind of get the lay of the land and do a really strong conceptualization and point them in the right direction. Hopefully that's the case everywhere, but that's kind of the starting point, is to really figure out what's going on. What are the treatment goals? What does this person need in their life? And then get them to a specialist that can provide those specialized tools that they need.
For either of these therapies, for someone who has, I mean, we all have emotions, you know, and I think sometimes we look at emotions as good and bad. Yep, when certainly. I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but how do you teach people to acknowledge those emotions, but maybe not act on them?
So one of our first things is really working with developing mindfulness. So core mindfulness is something that we start pretty much every session that we work with, that we do for our groups. So once people can slow things down and be able to kind of take their time, that can also give them a point of feeling more in control of the choices that they make with when they are having the emotions. So so that's one of the first kind of things that we can work with in terms of how people manage their emotions.
What do you think, Allison? Do you tell them that anxiety is a human emotion?
100%. Absolutely. And what's interesting about this line of work is that part of it is learning that we're actually not in control of our emotions. It'd be great if we were. When we're feeling anxious, we could just snap our fingers and not feel anxious.
Yeah.
If that happened, then Claudia and I wouldn't be out of
yes.
work, which would not
exactly.
be cool. We'd find something else to do, hopefully. But we're not in direct control of that. But we are in control of the way that we behave. And being human beings, we have the ability to think about the way that we think and to modify the way that we think. And those are the tools that we teach people how to do in therapy. And part of that is just learning that, yeah, like our emotions are here.
Yeah.
There's only so much that we can do about them. But sometimes when we accept them as they are and we make space for them and we learn that we can still act in the way that we want to and value consistent ways, regardless of the way that we feel, that's the golden ticket, that you can do whatever you want to, even if you're feeling anxious or depressed or what have you.
Yeah.
How many months or even years does it take to retrain your brain to, you know, control how you react to things?
Yeah, I think it really depends on the person, yeah. you know, and that's part of a clinician's job when meeting with someone, is to really kind of give them the lay of the land in terms of when they can really expect to feel differently and be able to behave differently. Mm-hmm. For some people, you know, they might just need like a booster here and there, and maybe mm-hmm. just need a check-in once a month or something like that. You know, in our line of work, we have intensive outpatient and partial hospitalization programs. So we're seeing people for 2 to 4 hours of therapy per day for about 8 weeks. So it really depends on what the needs of the person are. But bottom line is that we know that people can get better. They can see significant
yes.
change. And with cognitive behavioral therapies, they can be as effective, if not more effective, than medication. And research has shown that the benefits that one gets from therapy are longer lasting, more mm-hmm. enduring, more beneficial. So it's really equipping people with the tools that they need to be able to manage their emotions and do what they want to do in their lives in the long term.
Claudia, finally, how do you take action? What do you do if you're listening to this and you say, well, I would like to look into that?
So you can, our intake line for St. Louis Behavioral Medicine Institute is 314-289-9411. And you'll be able to talk with one of our intake specialists and then be scheduled, and that you can ask for the DBT program, you can ask for the CBT program. And we, as Allison has shared, have other specialties also. And you'll start with one of our clinicians, and we will take a look at what's going on and then determine what the best fit for you will be. And we have our levels of treatment. We have our intensive outpatient program as well as outpatient.
And I would just add, and most importantly, for anyone looking for a provider, regardless of where it is, just look for a cognitive behavioral therapist and, you know, ask the questions. There's lots of great resources mm-hmm. online that help yeah. people to find a clinician that really has the expertise to be able to help them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, ladies. That is Dr. Claudia Charles and Dr. Allison Minotti with St. Louis Behavioral Medicine Institute. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.